You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, here we go again. We're continuing on with the five lies of Islam. These five lies are number one, Islam is a religion of love. Number two, Islam is a religion of peace. Number three, Allah is just another name for God. Number four, Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And number five, the Quran is a holy book. All of these lies are perpetrated on people because they don't know any better, because they've never studied it, because they've never looked at it for themselves. And most people believe these lies. And the media and the government helps the Muslims promote these lies. So let's take and continue on with the list of Bible verses that says that Israel is the owner or the benefactor of the land that we call Israel today, and much, much more. This land includes Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon. God gave it all to Israel. And the Muslims are squatters, and they don't belong there. God gave it to Israel. Here he's talking to Moses in Deuteronomy 10:6, says, "Now the children of Israel journeyed from the wells." Let's just skip down to verse 11. "Then the Lord said to me, 'Arise, begin your journey before the people, that they may go up in and possess the land which I swore to their fathers to give them.'" So God swore to Israel that he was going to give them this land. Deuteronomy 11, verse 9, "That you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey." Deuteronomy 11, 21, "That your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, like the days of heaven above the earth." Deuteronomy 19, 18, "Now if the Lord your God enlarges your territory as he swore to your fathers and gives you the land which he promised to give you, give to your fathers." You know, somehow people think that the Palestinians have a right to this land. It's their land. Well, it's not. It was given to Israel. Let me tell you about the Palestinians. Nobody will help them. When they wanted to leave the Gaza Strip, Egypt wouldn't let them leave. They don't want them. They've got all kinds of land that are Muslim-controlled, most of the Middle East, and nobody wants them. Nobody wants anything to do with them. And Israel didn't run them out when they could have. Deuteronomy 26:15, "Look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless your people Israel and the land which you have given us, just as you swore to our fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey." Deuteronomy 30:20, "That you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them." How many, you know, we can go on all day like this. This nonsense, this foolishness, that somehow Judah is in the wrong by protecting themselves against terrorists that want to destroy them and drive them into the sea. We're going to continue on next show.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.